Okay, good morning. This past week, staff Lamed Dalid, Maseches Erevin. Staff Lamed Dalid is sort of in the middle of a cheshbon, so we have to just back up a little bit to remind ourselves where we are. The Gemara had mentioned before a machlekes concerning Rebbe and Rabbonon, whether Gozu al Shvus ben Hashmoshes. Rebbe holds the Gozu al Shvus ben Hashmoshes. Shvusim mitzvah isun Rabbonon. And the question is whether Chazal begoes even ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes is a zman sofik. It's a sofik. Sofik Shabbos. So were the Gzeiris applied at that time also? Rebbe holds Lo Gozu al Shvus ben Hashmoshes, and the Rabbanon hold that they were Gozu al Shvus ben Hashmoshes. And this came up before as far as whether it would be mutter to make an Erev in a situation, an Erev Tchum in a situation where you have to be over Nisid Rabbanon. And if it's Loi Gozu al Shvus ben Hashmoshes, so being that this man Kniyas Seiris ben Hashmoshes, so you don't have to have any problems of this Isid Rabbanon, this Shvus. And therefore, concerning our Sugya, the question is bringing the Erev to where Yimakom Shvus is, if it's not exactly the same place, there wouldn't be a problem. Mishtamash B'ilan, right? That kind of problem also wouldn't be a problem because these are Shvusin. To Shvus, this is Rabbanon, and like Gozu al Shvus ben Hashmoshes, that's what we saw in the previous Gemara. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel, by the two dots over here, starts off my Rebbe, my Rabbanon, is showing us the source of this machlekes. The Gemara brings a braisa. The Braisa says as follows. Now, we'll see. It's concerning us. It's really the latter part of the Braisa, which is not even the Machlokes. But just to connect the Sugis over here, the Braisa says as follows. If you see on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, right after the two dots, the Gemara says, "My Rebbe, my Rabbanon."
Yeah.
Where is this Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon concerning Gozu al Hashvus or not Ben Hashmoshes? So the Braisa says as follows. The sign in Austin be ill normal me as out for him in an air of the air the matter is out for him of the air. This price starts like we have like the Mishnah we have places on Elon. So whether it's a good air or not depends on where he places it. The Mishnah says va also litloy. However, it's also to take it on Shabbos. In other words, even in the case where it is a good Erev, but you place the Erev on the tree. So, like we discussed in the previous sugi, that's what I'm discussing, the Mishnah over here, exactly what the case is. However, the halacha is that there's a difference whether it's placed on the tree above 10 or less than 10. And that mission says also litloy, you can't take it off the tree. If you want to eat it, definitely on Shabbos later you can't take it off. We'll see. This is even Rebbe talking about once Shabbos comes, right? That's a problem. Mishtamish be'ilan to remove the pass from the tree, but that doesn't bother us ben hashmoshes. Like we'll see, because this is Rebbe Sheet who holds it. Like Gozu al Shvus ben hashmoshes. This is a side halacha, which means that if it was placed on the tree within 3 from the ground, this has been Rashi brings the mokor, actually a mission later on, that Chazal will go on that Nader mi mishtamish bi ilan, that starts from above 3, less than 3, even on the tree itself, is considered like the ground itself. So the gzera of Mishtamish Be'ilan only apply once you're out of the ground area, which is above 3. And that's what this means over here. B'soy shloisha muta litloi. Bryce continues, Nosim b'kal kol v'tloi b'ilan, afilu mal mesar tzfoch merov v'eriv. We're going to get back to this, because this is really what our sugi is dealing with. So let's just leave that on the side. Divrei Rebbe. These are all the words of Rebbe. V'chachom o'imim kol mokom sh'osu litloi ein erov v'eriv. Chachamim say, any situation where it would be osur, prohibited to take the Erev to where Makom Shvisa is, ain Erev Erev. The Gemara discusses right now, where is this comment of the Rabbanan going back on? Right, we actually have two cases. Right, you have the case where you put it on the Ila, and then you have the case where you put it on the Kalkola, on the basket. The Gemara says, The Chachamim are answering back to Rabbi Yossi, what's it referring to? El Aresh. Right? The Gemara says it's going back on the Aresh. I mean like this, that it's going on this, on the case in the Brayos, which is a similar, same thing as the Mishnah. You put on the tree, a difference between Lamal Miyud and Lamata Miyud. That was Rebbe Sheet in the Mishnah. The difference is whether there's a problem of transferring Rishuyas, right? A Deraisadika problem. If it's above 10 on the tree, it's situated in a Rishus HaYochid, he's being kind of Shvis and Rishus HaRabim, you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa, right? That definitely Ben Hashmoshes is also Sofa Deraisa. If it's less than 10 on the tree, it's not a problem of the Mitzvah from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. At worst, it's only Issun Rabbonon, and therefore it's Mutter. Ben Hashmoshes, according to Rabbi, and that's why it's Eruv HaYerv. On that is with Rabbonon commenting, no. Because they hold that Ben Hashmoshes goes Ra'al Shus Ben Hashmoshes, and therefore it's also. So this is the Mokar. This is the source to the Machlekes, which we find in many places. Machlekes Rebbe and Bonham, whether they were goes or Chazab or goes Ra'al Shus Ben Hashmoshes, the Machlekes is right over here. Right over here. But then the Machlekes Rebbe and Bonham, if it was placed below 10 on the tree, whether it's Eruv HaYerev, whether it's good or not. And the Chachamim are saying that's no good because it's also to take it. Why is it also to take it? Because it'd be Mishtamash B'ilam. That means that now we know that's Exerim, right? And the Knias Erev is Ben Hashmoshes. So this tells us, this is Rabbanan Shita, that Gozer Al Hashvuz Ben Hashmoshes, and that precisely is the Machlokes over here, that Rebbe holds Loi Gozer Al Hashvuz Ben Hashmoshes, there's no Exerim, therefore it's Mutter to take it. So at the time of the Knias Erev, which is Ben Hashmoshes, it would be mutter to take the Erev off the tree to your Makom Shvis. So that's why it's Erev HaYerev. Okay, so that's this first piece of Gemara. Now the Gemara continues on, and that's what's going to pertain more to us, is that this Braisa added a new case. The Braisa says, if you look back into the Braisa, Noslum Pekakolo V'tlo B'ilon, if the Erev pass was placed into a basket, v'tolo be'ilon, and that basket was attached onto the tree, afilo l'mar me'asar tfochem eruv ha'yeriv. Even if it's higher than 10 tfochem, it's eruv ha'yeriv. For some reason, there's a difference over in the Mishnah, whether it's on the tree itself, or it's in a basket. That's the Gemara's question. How do you understand this? What's the difference? So this Gemara, this is where the Gemara starts, right where we left off, right over there, after the Gemara says, Aresha, Gemara starts a new thing. Ela hai ilan hechidomi. The tree that we're referring to over here, what is the case? What are the dimensions of this tree? That the Mishnah makes the Braisa makes a difference whether you put it, we're talking about, you put it l'mal miyud, whether you put it in a basket or you didn't put it in a basket. Id lesbe arbo bokim turhu. And therefore, even on the tree, it should be okay. V'id is be'abo, and if the tree has abo, dal tfochem, and therefore, we're dealing with the Rishta Yochid, kinos b'kakol mahave. Why things change? Right? Well, when you put it in a basket, why are things better? What changed? So the Gemara over here gives an answer. Answer number one. And we want to skip now over here to bring us into our Gemara. If you look 6 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omar. Right? Rabbi Yirmiyahu is coming to give an alternate answer to the question. Right? The Gemara first says the first teretz. Whatever the Gemara explains over here, that was discussed. It was learned last week. And this is where Rabbi Yirmiyahu is going to answer that question. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omar, Shanikal Kol HaHol Yochlin Toysul Avil Teich HaSorim. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says that there's a difference whether it's placed on the tree itself, Lomal Miyud, above 10 Tzfachim, or it's placed in a basket, on which is attached onto the tree, Lomal Miyud. And the difference is that Hoyel, since V'yochol in Toysa, since you could bend down the basket, Ulavil Teich HaSorim, and bring the basket, tilt the basket down, that the opening should be under 10 Tzfachim. Because apparently we're talking about a basket which is fastened to the tree, let's say with a nail, and you know, it could be tilted down. So the Gemara says that's the difference. If being that it could be tilted down, lamata miyud, so then if it was tilted down, then you're not dealing with the problem of taking from Rosh Hashayocha to Rosh Hasharabim. Now, the next Gemara, which is this week's daf, is going to deal with this. We don't have to know exactly now the specifics of what was accomplished. What we need to know is that the Gemara tells us over here that the basket as it is, really, it's the Erev is in Rosh Hashayocha. And were you to pull it out the way the basket is, there would be a problem. We would be dealing with the Issa D'Oraisa.
It's Ma'alam
Asara. Right? It's Ma'alam Asara, right? It would have the same exact din as being on the tree itself. The difference is that since the basket, it could be tilted. After it's tilted, then in that position, then there wouldn't be a problem of an Issa D'Oraisa anymore. And what the Gemara is taking out from over here is that we see that Hoyel V'yochol in Taisa, right? Being that it can be bend down, then you don't even have to do that. You can just leave it in the position that it is right now, and that's fine. That'll be machshir eir from the fact that you could adjust the position and make it such that it will be mutter ben hashmoshes to take it from one to the next. And that's the Gemara's discussion right now. Let's pick up right over here. The Gemara says like this: Yosef ha'papa v'kom lo shmaitem. Rapopo was saying over this explanation of the Brayso, Rav Yirmiyahu's explanation of the Brayso, why, if it was placed lemal miyud in the kalkola, is it better, is it different, is it more reason to be mutter than if it was on the tree itself? Because of the svara hoyel v'yochol in toisa. Since you could tilt it down, therefore, it's a good area even if you didn't. The mere fact that you could have made such arrangements. Rav Papa said over Rabbi Yirmiyahu's teretz, and Eisvei Rav Bashval Rav Papa. Rav Bashval, who was sitting in the shir, he asked the question to Rav Papa. On the premise that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was using, he asked the question that we have a contradiction to that premise. From the following Mishnah, Rashi fills us in a little bit over here, just the background, what we're talking about over here. Shabbos and Yontif both have an Issa Tchumim. What is an Tchumim? So therefore, if a person wants to walk an extended area on either of the two, an Eiv Tchumim is necessary. Now, if we have a situation where Shabbos and Yontif come consecutively, one after the other, so we need an Erev for each day separately. Right? One day, making the Erev at the beginning is not going to be sufficient, you know, for both days. will need to make an Erev on the first day and the second day. So the Mishnah over here is discussing right now if you have Yom Tov Shelefnei Shabbos, a Friday Yom Tov, right? A Friday Shabbos situation. Yom Tov is on Friday and right the day before Shabbos. And you're going to make the Erev for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. Kate said, always, Malicha Berishin, the Brisa Mishnah says, that the Erev is brought to the spot that he wants to become a Shvisa on the first day, Umach Shecholov, and he stays there. He stays there till after Ben Hashemoshes, V'noitla, and he takes it Ubola, and he brings it back home. Right? Brings it back home if he wants to reutilize the area for the next day. If he leaves it there, it might get lost. Right? So being that it's on the right now, you got to carry. So, you know, if you want to save yourself having to use a passport, a second one, so you could bring it back home. Now Rashi explains over here, we'll see later when we learn the sugis, that we're discussing someone bringing his Erev, the past, to a certain spot. Rashi tells us that we're talking about the shliach is bringing it, not the person himself who actually is going to be utilizing the Erev, because if the person himself was there, that's called a ma'arev, then we'd have a concept called a ma'arev beraglov, that the person himself is standing on the spot where he wants to be kind of shvisa ben hashmoshes, so a pass is not necessary. He can be ma'arev beraglov. Right? So therefore, when we're discussing about person bringing the Erev to the spot, that's what Rashi says, it's a shliach. It's actually not the person who's being kind. The person who's being kind of shvisa is in his house. Being that he's in his house, so he has to have something of his out there to be kind of shvisa, that's where the pass comes in. Tosis refers us to the sugi that it's not so simple whether this din of Ma'ar Baraglov was said to everyone. Beis Hashem, we'll see the sugi, but Rashi is going, Apil Halocha, how we pass him, that the din of Ma'ar Baraglov is Sai Be'oni and Sai Be'osher, everyone could do such a thing, and therefore, La Halocha, to understand this Mishnah, that's what Rashi tells us, that we're talking about a Shliach. Okay, so the Shliach, it's Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, Thursday, afternoon. He's taking it. He's mach shecholov. He stays there with the Erev till after Ben Hashmoshes, and then he brings it back home. Toch Yom Tov, he could carry. He brings it back to him. B'sheni, he wants to be able to walk again on Shabbos. So B'sheni is now on Yom Tov itself. He's going to carry his pass. Mach shel cholov va'oichloi uboloi. Sheni mach shel cholov. Again, he'll stay there till after Ben Hashmosh, the kind of area. But now, ready Shabbos, so he can't bring it back home. So va'oichloi, right? If he, you know, if he wants to do something with it, he'll have to just eat it right there. He can carry it uboloi, and then he'll come back home. That's what this Mishnah over here tells us. Now, on that, the Gemara is asking a question as follows. On the top of Daf Lamedal, this is where our Daf starts. Amai. Neimo kivin di boi am tuye motzi mamti. Why is it necessary to send the pasty in the first place? Let's apply the same concept of hoyo. Since you could have done it, so it's not even necessary to do it. Neimo kivin di boi am tuye Motzi mamti lei. Afa gam v'loim tayi. Even though it wasn't actually brought there, kimandim tayi domi. We should view it as if it's brought. The Gemara relates the two things one to the next. That according to Rabbi Yimiyah, that he says the hoyel v'yochol in tayi. So since if one were to bend down the kakola in the bent down situation, that's when it will be mutter to carry the erev from its spot to the makom shvisum. And based on the fact that you could do that, so that's what gives us kashrus to the Erev, even though you didn't do that yet. So we're working with this concept of hoyel. Since I could make the arrangements that it'll become mutter for me to transfer one to the next, that's enough. So Rabbi Yirmiya, so the Gemara understands that according to Rabbi Yirmiya, so I don't actually need the situation to be already established in front of me. As long as I could make those arrangements, that's also, I see that I have an Erev. I see that this Erev is related to the Makum Shvisa by the mere fact that the arrangements could be made, even though we are actually steps away. So Zolta Gemara, so let's say the same thing over here. Why is it necessary to bring the pass out there, since Ben Hashmoshes could have brought it there, and does mention Teich Tvar, it'll depend on how far out it is, if you could get there during the Ben Hashmoshes. But why is it necessary to send out the Erev? Let's say the same concept, since if he would have brought it there, he could get it there during the Ben Hashmoshes, so it's not even necessary to send the pass itself. That's the Gemara's question on this concept of Rabbi Yirmiya. Now, what the Rishonim over here discuss is, where are we asking this question from? What's the case that we're asking the question from, and why are we bringing this Mishnah? Why are we bringing this Mishnah? It would seem at first glance, and that's what Rashi Taka tells us, that this is a general question, that why is it ever necessary to bring the past, to send the past out there? You always have this din of Hoyal V'yachlam Toyeh, that since you could get it there, Ben HaShemoshes, so it's not necessary in the first place to actually bring it there. So it's a question from the whole concept of bringing an Erev to the Makom Shvisa. Why are we asking from a Mishnah over here with Yontif before Shabbos? Why is that important? So if you look over here in Rashi, let's say the Rashi over here from four lines from the bottom, you see there's a dot over here in the Rashi. Rashi says like this, Katani Mihas, that this much is established in this Mishnah. Hama'arev tzarch lohoy lech eruvoy. The word is translated as however. Right? And what this means is that whatever discussing, but this much we could take out. This is definitely clear in this price, this idea amongst other things which are happening. Right? Katani mihas hamaariv tzoruch lahoylich eruv elasev apayim. This is much as a standard. This is an assumption in the price that definitely someone who's wants to make an error, he has to get the pass out there. Yeah. Why is it necessary? Why is it necessary to bring it out? The Mishnah soil the shame eruv. Once he sets aside the pass that this will be used for the eruv name, let it say, even though he didn't actually bring it there, command him tai domi. It's as if it was brought there, the ha amrit, because you yourself are saying this idea. You say in this concept that since you could bend it down, it's good, even though it wasn't actually bent down. And in this case over here, the Hahubishes Ram Ebrisayochid. In this case over here, it's similar to the fact that it's not yet brought. In our case with the kakol, because it's not yet bent down. At this point, really, the basket is in the upright position, and therefore the Erev is really in Shayoch and Hezer Shazarab. Right? Rach just making the parallel for us. And you're telling me that it's good. It's good, since if he wanted, he could have bent it down. You know, that didn't happen yet. Right? So we actually are a few steps away. But that's good. The fact that you could come and create that situation is enough. If so, Mali Hoyl Vyachal and Toiso, Mali Yochol Lohavia. What's the difference in that in the situation the Gemara with the basket, Yochol and Toiso, or in this situation over here with the Erev in general, Yochol Lohavia? And he could bring it to that spot Ben HaShemoshes, so you don't have to bring it there. Let it be out. Just set aside the pass for the Erev. And the fact that if I wanted, I could have brought it there, will allow me that it should be good Erev even without bringing it.
Difference is the Erev on the tree, it's there. The Erev, in this case, it's not there, it's in his house.
But being there doesn't help us. No, being on the tree doesn't really help us, because in the position that it is right now, it's not really there, because it has to be you got to get it to the spot that he's in. Right now it is, the Erev is actually in a different place. It might be a few inches away, or whatever it is, right? But it's Nishayochet. Okay. Right? So you're bringing it, as if to say, through the Benik Ben. You didn't do that. That's because you could do that. That's Maspik. So the Gemara relates to two things. Now, this last line over here, this is what we want to focus on. Rashi says, V'hai dinok at loisuvim asnisim diyom to v'shabis. According to the way the Rashi explained the Kasha, so this question is a general question, that why is it ever necessary when a person is setting up an Eruv Tchumen to send out the pass? All you have to do is just set aside the pass, and that's all, right? You don't have to set it out. So it's a general question. So Rashi says, V'hai dinok at loisuvim asnisim diyom to v'shabis. The reason why the Mor chose this Mishnah over here, right? This is like an advanced kind of case over here. Yontif and Shabbos. Why are we taking this? Let's just, simple case of making an Erev Tchumen, because the question really is from there. Rashi says, this is like the Mor chose to ask from him. Rashi tells us that the reason why Mor picked this Mishnah, it really has nothing to do with the case of Yontif and Shabbos. But the reason why the Gemara picked to ask the Mishnah, because the truth is, this is really the only clear source which talks about bringing the Erev. This is the only Mishnah that we have. The only Mishnah that we have which is clearly discussing about bringing the pass out to the Mokam Shvisa is over here. That's why the Gemara picked this Mishnah. But Zak Rashi, don't be fooled that the Kasha, the one, has anything to do with Yontif and Shabbos and these things that the Mishnah is talking about. Because in truth, the question is based on one simple point, the fact that we see that the Erev has to be sent out. The pass has to be out there. And based on that, the Gemara is asking, well, that's a contradiction to Rabbi Yirmiyah's concept that you say hoyel, since it could be done, so it's not necessary to actually do it. That's what the Gemara is asking. Now the Gemara answers, Omar Abzeira. So Abzeira is going to answer and tell us the difference between the two. Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's saying the hoyel, in our situation, bending down the kalkola, over there he could say hoyel. However, as far as Eruv, as far as Eruv Tchumen is concerned in general, over there you can't say hoyel to help you that you shouldn't have to bring it out. No, over there you have to. That the reason why the Erev has to be sent out, because there is one situation where you have no hoyel. Yomtiv shachalies achah haShabbos. If you have yomtiv which comes out on a Sunday, now over there in that situation, you're setting up your Erev for yomtiv. In this situation over here, you don't have the hoyel, the Gemara says. Since you're coming from Shabbos, you can't carry the Erev. So in this situation, the Gemara tells us that you wouldn't be able to rely on the hoyel. Stifa Chazal said that we can never rely on the hoyel. That's the answer. But in truth, Zok the Gemara, that you're right. Without this special gzera, it wouldn't be necessary to actually bring out the pass to the Mokum Shvisa. It's only because of a gzera. That's what the Gemara says. Let's see that Rashi over here. On top, Omar Abzera. This that Rabbanon required, that the pass always has to be brought out to the Mokum Shvisa, is not something, it's not an intrinsic requirement. Really, you wouldn't have to. The reason is, if Yomtiv comes out after Shabbos, and you want to be Ma'arev for Yomtiv, the Bolam Tuyi be Shabbos, La'arev Yom HaMochros Le'motzi Ma'amtilei, that if you want to bring it on Shabbos to be Ma'arev for Yomtiv, that you wouldn't be able to. V'sorach Halicha Me'erev Shabbos. And over there, you'd have to bring it on Erev Shabbos. So the past has to be there. V'yamir ba'alma nishavke b'beisei mishim hoyel. And if we would say that in other cases where you don't have this problem, that it would be sufficient to leave it in your house and rely on the hoyel. So we're afraid that people can get used to, you know, that they're going to get used to the fact that you can make an error by having the pass in your house. And even in this situation, he's going to leave the pass in his house. That we're concerned that over here too, he's going to rely on. In that case, there is no hoyel. That's what the Gemara tells us.
What does this last part mean? V'nafik al erev shvisos.
Nothing means he's going to go out.
Yeah.
Right? On an erev, right? On a yontah achar Shabbos, on senek of an erev that's based on setting up a mokum shvisa yontah achar Shabbos. But hosam, in that case, I feel a hoyel leka. There is no hoyel in that case. So we're afraid. You know, the Gemara is saying that there is one case when the hoyel does not apply. And we're afraid that if we allow people to rely on the hoyel in general, and therefore generally when they make an error, they leave the pass in their house. So we're afraid when this situation comes, when the hoyel doesn't apply, which is when Yom Tov is after Shabbos, and the hoyel doesn't apply over there, we're afraid people are going to be used to the way they make the errors, but just by putting the pass on the counter in their house, and that will be sufficient. And they're going to rely on the pass in that situation, in their house, even in this situation. In this case, there's no hoyel, so you have no error. You know, they're going to walk out 2,000 amas right,
on
Sunday, right? Uh-huh. And in truth, they don't have an error.
So, no, the problem is you can't make an Erev on Shabbos. Is that what it is? You can't make...
The problem is that you can't carry the Erev.
But if he had an Erev already for Shabbos, he made one on Friday, so he has an Erev for Shabbos. So
now, when you say he made one, that means the pass is out there?
Yeah.
That's no problem. If the pass is there, definitely, right?
So what about if the pass wasn't there? Even if it wasn't there, he was thinking,
In
other cases,
if he's keeping it on his kitchen counter.
Yeah. So we said
hoyle
is
good. In that case, there is no hoyle. Right. In that case, you don't have the hoyle. Means that since if I wanted to carry, I could have carried, so then I don't have to. But in this case over here, when Shabbos is before Yom Tov, over here you couldn't, being that today is Shabbos, you couldn't have carried it out there.
But he made it on Thursday. Friday, Erev Shabbos.
He needs the second Erev Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Right? And that's the one he can...
But he could carry on Shabbos to that place because he already made one Erev Shabbos.
No. The Erev doesn't help you carry. It helps you walk, not carry.
It's not an Erev.
Oh, it only helps you walk.
Right. Erev Tchumen only helps you walk an extra distance, but no, carrying is a different issue, and this Erev Tchumen is not going to help you carry.
Just a question. There's also the assumption he can't carry is also that at Shkia, between Shkia and the Benish Mushros, Shabbos going to Yom Tov. So we obviously we're in between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says we cannot carry during that time. Benish Mushros going into Sunday. Going to the other bench mushrooms. That's an assumption. Maybe
you
cannot carry
in
at that.
So that's a good point. That's a good point that you're mentioning over there. That we'll have to look into that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's what seemed like from like you're saying, right? Okay, I just wanna take just a few minutes over here just to discuss a point that Tosfos talks about over here. On this Gemara, right over here, that what is the source of the Gemara's question? The Gemara seems to be saying that if you say hoyel, this concept of hoyel, so the Gemara has some kind of question about bringing the pass out to the Mokum Ha'erev, which Rashi says that the question is a question all over, right? And the fact that we brought this Mishnah, it's not because we're looking for a specific case in this Mishnah, but this Mishnah happens to be the only clear source to the general idea of bringing the past to the Mokum Erev. Other places are not a source in the Mishnayos. Now Tosfos brings Rashi, and Tosfos argues on Rashi. And Tosfos says that to ask a question from every situation, when a person sets up an Erev, that why is it necessary to send the Erev out there, just leave it in your house, and that Tosfos says, well, that's no question. That's no question. And that Tosfos says, since I could have done that Ben HaShemoshes. Because at best, Ben HaShemoshes, you can only do Yisurim Drabonim. But leaving the pass on your counter and saying that if I wanted Ben HaShemoshes, I could have brought it out to that spot over there, Zog Tosfos, that her involves an Isser Daraisa of carrying from Rishus HaYochid, your house, and to the Mokum Shvisa out there, which is a Rishus HaRab. So that's no question. To say hoyel, right? Since if I wanted Ben HaShemoshes, I could have done it. The only time you could talk, say a hoyel, if I wanted, I could have done Ben HaShemoshes, is only if you're clear of Yisurim Deraisa. At best, right? according to Rebbe, you hold that Lo Goes Al Shus Ben HaShemoshes. So over here, you're involving an Issa Deraisa. Right? Therefore, Taisa argues on Rashi. Taisa says that no, we couldn't ask from there. And we are specifically asking from this Mishnah, because this Mishnah talks about setting up an Erev on Yom Tov. Yom Tov, Hoytzah is Mutter, right? And Yom Tov, Hoytzah is Mutter. So if a person is setting up an Erev for Yom Tov, so Ben HaShemoshes, there's no problem of carrying from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, mm-hmm. right? Because on Yom Tov it's mutter to do that. So that's what the Gemara means to ask. But from every Shabbos, there'll be no question. There'll be no question, yeah. In other words, even if the Gemara wouldn't have any question, Hoyel wouldn't help us, right? So the Gemara wouldn't have any question. Well, if you say Hoyel, so every time when you set up an Erev, what do you need to send it out for? Now Tosfos says that wouldn't be any question. So therefore Tosfos is saying it's very good why the Gemara is bringing this Mishnah, not just because this is the only source to the general thing, but really, like Rashi says, we're asking from anything. Tosfos says no, it would never be a question from a regular Shabbos, and the question is only from this Mishnah over here, which this Mishnah discusses setting an Erev for Yom Tov, and over here the Mishnah says that setting an Erev for Yom Tov also requires to send out the Erev, even though in this situation Hoyo will help you. Because since there's no Isser Haitzah, there's no Isser Haitzah on Yom Tov, so you should say Haitzah, you should say Hoyel. That's what Tosfos says. Now Tosfos over here discusses a possibility to answer the Rashi. And Tosfos gives a possibility to answer Rashi, and he says that you might want to answer and explain what does Rashi mean when Rashi says that the Gemara is actually asking from any Erev situation, a simple Shabbos when you're sending out your Erev Tchumen. And maybe the question is like this, is that true, you can't leave it in your house, but maybe the question is that why is it necessary to send it all the way out there, just put it out in the street, right in front of your house, that should be enough, right? So as we just said that the reason why it wouldn't be a question from Tosfos says, it wouldn't be a question to say hoyel, use the hoyel on a regular situation, because if it passes in your house, so it's involved the question of bimaiti from shayochet rishus rabbin. So that, you're right, that a person definitely can't do. Hoyel is not going to help us for that. But maybe, Zog Tosfos, that maybe what Rashi meant to say was, is that still there is room to ask from every Erev Tchumen situation. And the question would be in the following way, that true, you can't leave it in your house, but what do you got to send it with a shliach all the way out there? Just put it into the Rishus HaRabim. So now you don't have a problem of carrying from Rishus HaRabim, Yishayoch to Rishus HaRabim. We know that doesn't really help us because you still have a problem of carrying Dal Amos Rishus HaRabim, right? So on that, Tosfos says that, well, maybe Rashi is relying on a possible way to carry in the Rishus HaRabim without getting involved in the Raisa. It's called Pochus Pochus from Dal Amos. That we know that it's also for a person to make an Akira B'tchilas Dal and Nochah B'Soif Dal, right? To carry four Amos. But if a person were to stop in between, go two Amos, stop, another two Amos, so in that situation he's not doing it in Issa D'Raisa. Not doing Mr. Raisa, so that's an Eitzah. That's an Eitzah. So maybe that's what Rashi meant to say when Rashi said that the Gemara is asking from every Eruv. What he meant to say was, why is it necessary to actually to send it all the way out there? It wouldn't be necessary. All you have to do is just set it up that you're clear of Mr. Raisa, which means put it out in the street, right in front of your house, and fine. Now you're okay. It's not necessary. If you say Hoyel, then you should be able to do that. That's what Tosfos says, that one might want to explain Rashi like that. But that Tosfos says that that's not sufficient to help Rashi. And Tosfos works it out for us one night. He says, first of all, right, according to the Rabbonon, Rabbanon Agos of Shus Ben Hashmoshes, so walking this Pochus Pochus Midal Ramas is also, right? So you don't have the Hoyer. You couldn't actually do that. And Tosfos says that even according to Rabbi that you could do that, but to ask a question we wouldn't have a basis to ask a question because we could always say that inochanami, maybe this source, right, which these places where we want to ask from, which was required to bring the Erev, is talking about where the Mokum Shvisa is in the Rishus HaYochid. So again, it involves an Isser Daraisa. So we wouldn't have a basis to ask such a question, that why is it necessary to bring it all the way out there? Right, you could always do less than that. That's not true. It's not true because if the Mokum Shvisa where you want to end up being is a Rishus HaYochid, so if you're going to be going through Rishus HaRabim in order to get there, then you don't have the Hoyel. So therefore, Tosfos says that he doesn't have a way of answering Rashi, and therefore Tosfos says that you have to learn Pshat and Gemorim like he's learning. That when the Gemara brings the Braisa of Yom Tiv, we're bringing that because that's the only source that we ask the question. We need to ask this question in a situation when there's no Isser Hoytzo involved. Yom Tiv, I mentioned before, there's no Isser Hoytzo. And nevertheless, the Braisa says that you got to bring the Erev out there. On that, the Gemara has a basis to ask the question that if we were to say a Hoyo, so what do you need to bring the Erev out when you bring Ma'arev for a Yom Tiv? That would ask the Gemara's question. And on that, the Gemara is going to answer that the reason why we need to do it is only because of Gzeirim, because of the situation of Yom Tishchai Sachar Shabbos.